Hey guys, Abel here, back with another video, and this time I'm doing something a little bit different than usual because I'm gonna try to give some advice, provide perspective, also go through some reflections as I'm talking regarding this past year and the upcoming year. I think I'm gonna be titling this video something like 2023 sucked, let's make the new year better or something like that. Because honestly, that's kind of how I feel. 2023 was not great. I wouldn't say it was bad necessarily. Honestly, I would just say that it was forgettable, which is kind of the worst. Honestly, I think, and maybe I'm going to get back on this later, but even bad experiences are better than no experiences. And I would have to really stretch my thinking to even come up with one or two things that were really, really memorable that kind of stand out. 2017, for example, was a great year, even though it was not all positive. A lot of bad things actually happened, but even to those things, I can think back fondly because at least I really felt like I was living, you know? 2021 as well. Not all was positive. A lot of good things happened, but that's not the main point. It's just it was eventful. A lot of things I can think back to and say, wow, like that was a really intense period, even if it was not all great. This past year was, yeah, really just forgettable. And I really would like to make 2024 not like that. And honestly, it was really timely for me to do some sort of deeper reflection, which is kind of what I did before this video. So what I will try to do is give my own thoughts on why, for example, for me, this past year was not so great, what I think I can do better. And in the process of doing that, hopefully I will also be able to provide you with some perspective on how you could change up things. I will also go through some quotes and some advice that was shared with me directly or indirectly by some of my informal mentors. A lot of those people I talk to on my podcast, and you have heard those things. A lot of these things were said to me off camera, so I will be happy to share those with you because they actually had a profound impact on me. And I think part of the reason why this 2023 year was not so great is because I stopped living according to some of these principles that at one point were very impactful, but I sort of just got complacent. I thought I have these things down already, so I don't need to remind myself constantly that, hey, you remember that advice that so-and-so gave you? You should not forget that. You should still live according to that because that made things better. And when you stop doing those things, things kind of went sideways. And I think I made that mistake now. So maybe just as a random comment, that could be my first advice to you and also advice to myself. Never think that the battle is over. If one time in your life you really had to work hard to make a change and to turn things around or make things better, don't think that you can just get complacent and think that, okay, from now on I don't need to pay attention. It's not by accident that you needed to struggle. It means that that thing doesn't come to you naturally. You need to put in the work. So that is sort of like constant maintenance work that you need to put in. It's a little bit like a pilot flying an airplane. Yes, like they are not constantly pushing the buttons. A lot of the times, I guess, they're just sitting there and letting the plane do what it's gonna do. But every once in a while, they need to check things if they're still in order. Otherwise, the plane is not gonna land when it's supposed to land. So that's sort of how you need to approach these positive habits in your life and those little routines that are keeping things in check. If you think that you don't need to worry about them anymore, often that's exactly when you're in danger. So maybe that's the first thing I'm going to share. So this will be a bit of a motivational video. Now, I will do my very best to not make it cringy because I hate cringy motivational videos. I will not try to hype you up. I will be genuine as I can be. I'm a very low-key person, so it will be very low-key motivational, but just so you know what you're into, okay? So the first quote that I would like to share with you is a quote that I heard from Jordan Peterson. Now, nobody freak out, okay? I'm not a Jordan Peterson fanboy, so I will not be fanboying around here either. This is just one quote that actually resonated with me. So what Jordan Peterson said in a video is, okay, let's talk about self-improvement. Well, maybe we should ask ourselves, why should you improve yourself in the first place? And the answer is something like, so that you don't suffer any more miserably and needlessly than you need to. And it's a bit hard to explain why this quote resonated with me, but I think it's because oftentimes I just have a hard time with the whole concept of self-improvement because often it's cringy, like these motivational speeches talking about striving for greatness and conquering the world and being the best you that you can be and that best you can do so much more than you could ever imagine. That all sounds great, but this hyped up, super motivational stuff is just kind of foreign to me. Like, I'm not an Elon Musk, I'm not a Bill Gates, I'm not a David Goggins who is gonna complete the Navy SEAL training twice because the first time was too easy. No, like, give me something more earthly, something more mortal that I can resonate with. I don't know how to explain it, but it just makes the whole idea of personal development, self-improvement, a bit more relatable. It de-romanticizes it a little bit, because as soon as it becomes too romantic and too grand, it just becomes intimidating to me. This way, I can just think of the idea of improving myself as something that just makes good logical sense, as opposed to, okay, so I'm going to be doing all these things, and so I guess miracles are now expected of me, and if I don't accomplish those things, then I fail. From this sort of follows that I think it's good to think about and being picky about who you're choosing as your quote-unquote gurus or people that inspire you. I would have a very hard time being inspired by David Goggins, because to me, he just seems like an alien. What he does, how he does it, is just too much. No matter how much I hype myself up, I could not see myself doing any of what he did. Elon Musk as well. Like, is Elon Musk a great role model? Like, no. Like, what the hell is that? Like, what he did, how he did it. I cannot be inspired by someone who does such crazy shit. You know who inspires me, for example? A Steve Hall, Revive Stronger. That guy to me is totally motivational. I look at what he accomplished, what he does, and I look at that and it's like, okay, damn, like I could do this myself. This is awesome. He has been an inspiration for me from the get-go. He is a regular enough guy like myself. He's smart, but he's not some like 200 IQ genius like a Greg Knuckles or a Mike Israetel. Like, I like these people a lot and I find them inspirational in their own way, but man, I cannot do what they did. Like, they're just so ridiculously, stupidly smart. I cannot come close to that. Mario Tomic would be another great example. Like, he's very successful at what he does, but I can see the person behind all of that I can relate to, that I can think that, okay, like, this could be me, actually. Maybe this will resonate with some of you if you're similar to me in your personality profile in this regard, but maybe with some of you it won't resonate at all, because you need the polar opposite. You need someone really grand and you need to shoot for the stars. That's why I'm saying, think about who your quote-unquote gurus are. Think about who your motivators are, because if you pick the wrong one, then it's either going to underwhelm you or maybe it will actually discourage you. Now, the next couple of quotes and concepts that I want to share are regarding making changes in your life. And this can be applied to anything. It can apply to fitness. It can also apply to your love life, business, whatever it is. Myself, and I think a lot of you watching this video, are kind of living your lives in a never-ending cycle of wanting to make changes, having some ideas as to the changes that you should make, but making those changes seems overwhelming at times. Sometimes you actually make some headway with them. You make some changes, but you don't quite make as much as what you think you should have. And so you feel slightly dissatisfied. Then you go through some periods where you don't make any changes. Then you feel bad about yourself. And so it's tough. It's tough. People talk about, if you know that there is an error, just fix it right now. And that's going to alleviate all the stress. But sometimes you don't even know where to start. The whole process seems overwhelming, or you have multiple issues that you should tackle at once. So you just think about which one to tackle first, and then you get into a bit of a paralysis by analysis, and then you just get overwhelmed and you don't even attempt to tackle any of them. Then you feel guilty. Then maybe you get into a bit of a downward spiral. I've been through these so many times, and I really, really despise that feeling. So about this, a couple of thoughts. The first thing is that, generally speaking, when someone says that they have the recipe for success, is usually lying. Maybe regarding some sub-niche things, it can be true. For example, we do know how to lose fat in most cases. Even when it comes to building a great physique in general, which is a bit broader, it's already a bit murkier. When it comes to how to live a successful and happy life, you will have a lot of different opinions from a lot of different people. However, when it comes to ourselves, at least, I think we can be pretty good, at least, to give a very good recipe for failure. And I know, for example, for me, the perfect recipe for failure would be something like this. Don't do anything. Ponder about the past and the things that you did wrong, wishing that you did them different. Think about this a lot. And as you're doing that, just loathe yourself more and more. And then come back to present times, loathe yourself in the present as well. Think about how you may have gotten unlucky or how life was not fair to you in certain instances. If you cannot find examples of bad luck or unfair treatment, then make up some for yourself and then hype yourself up over those things more and more and then become even more resentful and then just wallow in your own misery and do it for a while. That's a pretty good recipe for failure for me. I know it pretty reliably that when I do this, things will go badly. So from here on, the task is to just change as many ingredients in this recipe as possible. And then most probably the end outcome will be better as well. And for me, at least, what is the main ingredient that needs to change in this recipe whenever I need to make a change? It would be the do nothing part. I had a private math teacher in high school, and one time we were talking about life. I think we were talking about what major should I pick after I finished with high school, and I was completely clueless. And I told him that I'm thinking of picking environmental science. Like, I don't really have any kind of inkling towards sciences. I didn't have at the time, at least. But I like animals. I like protecting animals. So, like, maybe that could make sense. And he said, listen, it's not that important what you do. But what's important is that you do something. Because out of nothing will only come nothing. And that is a quote that I regularly think of. Because basically what this means is, if you're sitting on the couch and you're just waiting for things to unfold for you, it's never going to happen. If you want positive things to potentially come your way, you need to do something. I've heard the same concept being reiterated from multiple people in various forms. Okay, my cat just climbed here behind me. Can you see her? I've seen a video from Elliot Halls where he essentially said, listen, if you want to lose weight, if you want to get fitter, you have no idea where to start, you're overwhelmed, so much information out there, you're also overwhelmed by the prospect of how much work is ahead of you, this is the only thing you need to do. Do something. Okay, it can be the stupidest diet or exercise idea on the planet, but do something. Start with something. Because as soon as you start doing something, you create this dynamic situation, that you create the potential for something to come your way that is going to help you. It's sort of like jumping onto something is tough if you're just standing still. If you run up to it and have some momentum before it, it's much easier. Now, I also know the power of inertia. Like, sometimes you just get into a mode where everything is so dry and uninspiring and motionless around us that it's just really hard to do something. Sometimes it's so bleak and seemingly hopeless that it's almost easier to just start doing things that are gonna actively make things worse. So I'm not saying that just doing something is easy. Now I'm gonna say something which hopefully will be helpful to some of you and is gonna be a little bit outside the box. We could talk about all kinds of ways to start implementing things and mini habits and, you know, the foot in the door technique, which is a smart one, by the way. I think that's good advice. So the foot in the door technique is basically that instead of thinking about all the work that you still need to do, just start with one tiny step. So don't set out for yourself that you're gonna write a chapter in your book. Just set out that you're gonna write 3 lines, okay? And if that's all you do, you can pat yourself on the back and you can move on. But you can keep working if you want. So I think that's good advice that can be implemented, but you will hear similar stuff from many others. So I would like to give you something different. The thing is that in my experience, that something that you start doing, if you want to create motion, if you want to make a change, you don't know how to start and you just need to create that initial momentum because right now you're in this state of inertia and it's just seemingly impossible to get moving. That something that you do doesn't necessarily have to be productive. It doesn't necessarily have to do anything with your eventual goal. If your goal is to write a book, that something that you do now is not necessarily that you start writing randomly and then like, okay, maybe something will come out of it. It just needs to be different. Go on vacation. I'm telling you, go out with someone, go to an event, go to some random conference that has nothing to do with what you're doing. Just create some movement in your life because when you do things, you get impulses, you have ideas, you come across thoughts from others that you wouldn't have come across otherwise. You could meet someone who will tell you something that is going to be influential. When I started with that quote where I said, out of nothing will only come nothing, I didn't say out of not goal-oriented enough and productive things will only come nothing. No, I said out of nothing will only come nothing. And what is nothing? Well, that's just doing what you do every day, all the time, anyways. If currently you're in a crappy situation, it's really hard to make a change and you have your little daily routine and weekly routine and your life structure, you need to interrupt that and step outside of that and do something else for a little bit. Get those new impulses, create that little bit of different kind of momentum and at least create the potential for something new to come and potentially inspire some change. So that's what I mean. Don't think something grand. Don't think that like, okay, like I need to create a change. So therefore, this is my ultra productive workflow system, productivity hack or whatever. No, like just start with something different than what you're doing now. And not always, but many times something will actually come out of it. Another thing I will add to this, and I've heard this from various influential people before, is take a look at the things that typically inspire positive things in your life, or look at the things that worked. And if you cannot think something that worked, if you cannot think of something that brought you success because maybe you've had too much failure, then just try to find something that made things suck less. Maybe that's the standard that you need to shoot for, but I'm sure you can find something. And I'm thinking of simple things. For example, I can give you a couple of things that pretty reliably make my days more productive, more successful. Having some time each day where I'm just alone with my thoughts and I just allow those thoughts to wander. Walking is great for this. Doing the dishes is great for this. Cleaning up my little home gym room is great for this. Where I don't have a podcast in my ears, I don't have music in my ears. Those are the times when my thoughts can just wander, and that's often where new video ideas come to me. That's often when like some future business idea comes to me. Well, implementing those business ideas is a different conversation, but the ideas come to me. So that's a good start, right? I also know a few things that will pretty reliably make my days shittier. And that's more or less doing the opposite. If I never have a time with just my own thoughts, that doesn't treat me well typically. If I wake up, like there is, for example, a football podcast that I listen to each week. It comes out on Thursdays and then on Fridays. Thursdays is the premium episode that I'm paying for. And sometimes it's just hard to resist in the morning to listen to it right away. It's cool. I like those episodes, but they also sort of fuck up my day. Like I really need those morning hours to just be me and my creative thoughts that form the best during those times. So it's a simple thing. But, you know, it has a cumulative effect. And I would say that part of 2023, why I wasn't particularly stoked about how it went, is because I violated, for example, this on a very regular basis. I'm not saying that it would have been night and day difference if I didn't do this. But on the other hand, I actually do think that it would have made a significant difference. For example, during 2021, which was much more successful, I was much happier with how that year went, for example, especially from like a business and productivity standpoint, I adhere to this principle almost always. So you know, little things like this can truly make a difference. So you don't always need to reinvent the wheel. You can just look back on your life and think of things that you did before and made things better. Another simple thing I can think of is, for example, I had some serious fitness goals during my best years. In 2023, I made things a bit overly chill for myself. Didn't really have a training program. I talked about it. I basically do auto-regulated, sort of intuitive training, if you want, which is fun. I never have to wait for machines because if my chosen machine is taken, I will just use another one. I didn't count a single calorie. I was just going with the flow. I even allowed myself to get a bit fat, and then I lost all of it. Then I got lean. So I was doing well, but man, I need some concrete goals. Give me something. Okay, an arm specialization phase. Let's try to bring these arms up to 42 centimeters, or let's get shredded, which, by the way, I'm going to do, I think, in 2023. More on that in a future video that is going to come out soon. These fitness goals that are very concrete and highly ambitious are super awesome. It's so hard as we get older to find these things that can really inspire us and to shoot for something very specific every day. Of course, like there is work, that is that. But something that is your passion, your hobby, pursuing goals in these realms is so valuable. And I think I made a big mistake by letting go of that in this past year. So in 2024, I will be damn sure to have something really inspirational and motivational for myself that I can pursue in fitness. Now, still on the theme of making changes, I had a podcast with Mario Tomic in 2017, I want to say. Yes, it was only in 2016. Can you believe that? That is actually freaking frightening. So it's like 8 years ago almost. That is ridiculous. It was about tricking your brain into eating less. He had a cool video series and I interviewed him about that. It was a great podcast. And we talked a bit off air after that. And Mario was doing really well on YouTube already. I was still at, I don't know, like maybe not even maybe like 500 subscribers or something. So Mario was very nice to come on my channel. And I asked him for some, you know, tips like, hey, how could I be like you, have a bigger YouTube channel like you or whatever? And he said to me, you know, if you're not doing the basics already that just make common sense, then first of all, ask yourself why you're not doing that. So if you're not uploading videos a lot more frequently, and if you're not putting out a lot more videos, then start with making a lot more videos because I do a lot of videos. And it was really the best thing I could have heard. I didn't completely adhere to it, but I started making from then on and I sort of broke it in this past year. Again, contributor to it not being a super great year. But I started making at least a video a week, and I adhered to that for years after that. And it's so true. Many times we think of the shortcuts, or not even shortcuts, but we think about optimality. Like what is the best way I could do things? Like, how do the smartest people, those that think outside the box, how do they do things? But often that's actually not where we should be thinking at all. The solution is just, man, like it's basics. If you want to be a successful YouTuber, do videos. Okay, so like, let's start there. Now, of course, after that, we can think about not just making videos, but making good videos and eventually great videos. And then you can get better at editing and buy better equipment and all of that. But if currently you're thinking that you're struggling, you're not succeeding on YouTube, well, are you making videos? And honestly, many times it comes down to things like that. Sometimes it comes down to making the first very simple step. Other times it comes down to stopping certain negative steps. So if you're digging yourself deeper and deeper, for example, if financially, maybe you don't yet know what that first step is that you should make in the positive direction, but you sure as hell could know what the negative steps are that you should stop making. Like, are you spending very frivolously and unreasonably? Well, stop doing that first of all. And then now also let's think about how you can make more money. So oftentimes it's very simple, the first couple of things that we can do. And again, once you do something, usually you get into a bit of a positive momentum, after which the second positive step is already easier to make. Mario also said during the same conversation, he talked about how difficult it is, for example, to make a video a day. Again, I never did that, but he did that for months. He said that he had days where he was having a panic attack borderline. Like, he just sat in the corner and had this hysterical breakdown because the video was not rendering on time and he was gonna mess up his commitment to that one video a day. And then he just said, so it's gonna be tough, so whatever you choose is gonna be hard, but hey, choose your struggle. And it's so true, choose your struggle, because the struggle is inevitable. Either you're gonna put yourself through something that is gonna be uncomfortable and is gonna make you more productive, it's gonna make you feel, most importantly, that you're progressing towards a goal. And who knows, maybe eventually it will even get you to your goal, but really it will make you progress towards your goal, which I think is the most important thing. But it's gonna be hard at times, of course. It's gonna suck, and it's gonna come with annoyances and shitty things. Or you cannot do it, and it's gonna suck even more, because self-loathing and knowing that you could do better, but you're not doing better, is the shittiest feeling, I think. And then later, the feeling of regret is an even shittier feeling. So the struggle is unavoidable. It's just a matter of where that comes from. And I think that's a quote that's worth remembering from time to time. It's not enough by itself, because on its own, this is just motivational stuff, right? Like, sounds good, but how do I implement this? But hopefully with all the other stuff that I talked about earlier, we can actually use this quote for something. Another thing, it's more so just encouragement and a bit of motivation, more so than something actionable. But I think it's important for me to give you this encouragement, because I know that people in their 20s especially tend to go through a lot of quarter life crises. I know that when I turned 25, holy shit, like, I thought that the world was coming to an end because I'm not at whatever place. And actually, I heard this from Mike Israetel on a podcast. He talked about how one day he was really discouraged at this gym where he was working as a personal trainer. And one of these older, highly successful, highly rich clients of his came to him and said, listen to me, your 20s are gonna suck. Your 30s are gonna be good. Your 40s are gonna be great. Your 50s are gonna be awesome, or something like that. Now, it seems funny, but honestly, as time goes on, like, the more I realize that this is true. Like, I'm in my 30s now. Man, I enjoy my 30s so much more than my 20s. Like, they talk about your early 20s being your best years. Holy shit, to me, that they weren't. I hated being 22 or something. Now, like, a good decade older, infinitely better. I like everything about it so much more. And so I know that for some of you, like, if someone in their 30s is already an old man, so like, why do they even talk about stuff? Like, just evaporate already, like you're just a dead wood or used material. Well, guys, wait until you get there and you will realize that things are good. And if you're currently, I don't know, 24 or 22, 26, you're looking at other yuppies around you, or someone who is really successful, doing really well in all kinds of areas, and you're feeling discouraged, or you think you missed out on a lot of things and now it's all downhill, dude, so, so far from the truth. Like, things are still gonna happen big time around you. As you get to your 30s, you realize that you're in your 30s, you're still young, and you will start looking back at your 20-something self as a baby. So that's how your perspective kind of changes over time. And a lot of great things can still come your way. So if you're a young person like that, and you're thinking that you screwed everything up and now it's too late, dude, no. So just take solace in that thought. Another thing I would say, kind of a random thought, is I know that it's a pretty common feeling where you feel like you have so many areas of your life that needs addressing, and it's almost like you cannot pick between goals or priorities. There are tools that can help with that. For example, again, not fanboying, but Jordan Peterson's future authoring program is good, but I'm sure you can find some free version of that from someone else. You see, I'm not fanboying. So tools like this can be helpful. I would also say that if you have some person that you trust, you can sit down with that person with a coffee or with a drink, and maybe you can work through that together. I did things like this with my wife. With, you know, we would go out to a restaurant or something, have a glass of wine, and we would talk about it. And she helped me, for example, set priorities for myself. So you can make use of the help of your loved ones for this. Of course, in many cases, it's not an either or. So you can pursue multiple goals at the same time if they are not in conflict. So for example, you can totally pursue a fitness goal and some completely unrelated goal at the same time. I would also say that when you have set your priorities and you set some goals for yourself, there will be times when you just won't know if you're on the right track or not. And I would say that if you can identify a couple of things each day, every couple of days, as often as possible, of course, that were difficult things, annoying things, and things that most people probably wouldn't do if you have some imaginary competition. Maybe you don't actually have one, but imagine that you had some competitors that are after the same goal. If you can think of some things that you did that were annoying and difficult, and those are exactly the things that most people just don't want to do. Like, for example, if you want to write a book, believe it or not, most people will not actually put their asses in the chair and start writing. So if you did that regularly during a week, then you can be pretty confident that you're at least close to the right track. I think it was Tim Ferriss who said it in one of his books, that the number of difficult decisions or uncomfortable decisions that you make in a day are directly proportional to how successful you get, or it was something like that. But basically, to me, the message here is people don't like doing hard and annoying things. So the more times you can force yourself to at least do some things that are hard and annoying, the more likely you are to succeed. Because yeah, most people don't succeed, most people don't win, but most people are also not willing to do these hard, annoying things. So yeah, guys, this was my very low-key motivational video. I need that motivation myself. I really want to make 2024 markedly better than 2023. I want to have more memories, more eventful things, more successes. I want to make more videos. I will go in a little bit of a different direction with the business compared to where I went so far. I want to get shredded, or at least very lean. I want to get down to something like 8% body fat or something. I want to have a new photo shoot. I'm even thinking of competing. I will have a video series getting my wife in shape, which actually I'm very excited about. So I want to do a lot of new things, and I wish the same thing for you. Get into new things, start that thing, whatever that thing is that you have been procrastinating about for a long time. And I'm not saying succeed with it, because maybe that will take more time than just, you know, 2024, but make progress towards it, because the feeling of making progress and getting towards something is what really makes us fulfilled. Actually, I should have shared. That's another quote, actually. Maybe I'm going to cut this in for earlier. Like, people talk about happiness and what happiness is, and some people say it's financial success. Some say it's romantic success, like finding the love of your life. The thing is that they can make you happier for moments or for periods. But, you know, financial success, okay, if you're living in a villa, you have all the money in the world, you're doing nothing and just lying on your garden, the gardener is getting your beautiful garden in order, your yacht is standing out in the water in front of you. Okay, that's great. Eventually you get bored by it, you get used to it. It will not actively make you happy day to day. Of course, like, it arranges the conditions for it, but that by itself is not enough. You find the love of your life, you're sitting opposite of each other on the couch and looking at each other like, oh, I love you so much. I love you so much as well. Yeah, it's great. You get used to it. You get bored by it eventually. That by itself is not enough. Really, the best model that I've seen and heard of that tries to describe what makes us happy is that you feel like you're living a life that makes sense, that there is a point to you waking up each day and doing your things. It contributes to something meaningful. It has an impact. Maybe that impact is on one person. Maybe it's on one little animal. Maybe it's on a lot of people. People define this differently for themselves, but there is a point. You have a purpose. And actually, the description that this person gave, he's a Hungarian psychologist and author, and it's just an amazing terminology that he used, because he said, happiness is the struggle that makes sense. So I really wish for all of you to find that meaningful struggle for yourselves, and find that struggle that makes sense, and to just wallow in it and enjoy it for what it is, struggle from it at other times. And I really wish you a lot of that and as little of nothingness as possible. And I also wish that you have a lot of great events and a lot of great memories that you will be able to share after 2024, and also a lot of bad ones that will turn into funny stories later. But I wish you a really eventful 2024. So that's all I wanted to say for today. We will see each other as usual with fitness content and things related to that in future videos soon. But this will be my New Year's message to you. So Happy New Year to all of you. I won't even plug any of my services or products in this video, although I just hinted at it that they exist. But yeah, regardless, just see you in the next video. Ciao.